blogging, meta blogging, and Patreon. How is it possible that February is peering around the corner? I had a heavy workload last week and had to give every morsel of writing energy to the work, so no posts actually made it to the finish line here. But the energy was still there, that good blog mojo I used to love. And so I loved stumbling across this quote by Robin Sloan. Back in the 2000s, a lot of blogs were about blogs, about blogging. If that sounds exhaustingly meta, well, yes, but it was also super generative. When the thing can describe itself, when it becomes the natural place to discuss and debate itself, I'm telling you, some flywheel gets spinning and powerful things start to happen. This is related to my opinion that the very best movies are about movies, the very best books about books. End quote. I was reading this and mentally hollering, yes, exactly, that spinning flywheel. It's what I was talking about a few weeks ago when I recommitted to posting here, right? The way our 2005 to 2010-ish blog conversations generated meaningful experiences, re-examinations, and new lines of thought. And yes, often arguments, but they were, this is just striking me right now, they were more personal arguments than today's social media pylons. You may have been in a fierce debate with someone you had never met in person, but you knew the ages of her kids, what their current read aloud was, what their kitchens or gardens looked like. I'm thinking this through right now, even though it was a tangent. You can now see those details of people's lives on Instagram, but something was different during that particular blog era, at least in the book and homeschooling corners I inhabited. There were fewer of us writing, I suppose. But maybe it was also the sense of visiting each other's personal spaces. I remember around 2009 explaining to a friend that my blog felt like having friends over to my home, whereas Facebook, the Facebook of that time, felt like meeting people in a public space, not realizing then that it was a data harvesting space. I know that this sense of home is why I never did let the blog lapse completely, despite some long silences. I remember an in-person writers gathering around 2012. I was vigorously arguing in favor of maintaining one's own website and blog, no matter where else you were actively posting. Platforms change or they disappear, but this space has always been mine, an internet home base. Okay, so this wasn't what I was going to write about at all. But it's related in a way. I realized that a lot of what I've posted here since waking the site back up a month ago has been meta, but that's because I have been developing a thought about the role of Bonnie Glenn in my present life and what it has meant to me at different touch points. And this is related to the news that I was going to come here to share about Patreon. After several months on hiatus, my Patreon is reopening to new members. Current members, this means billing is resuming tomorrow, February 1st. So please check today's update for details about tier changes. Now, why Patreon? Two reasons. One, the income I earn over there helps keep the lights on over here. And two, I've got some things that I want to write about in a less public space. And Patreon is a good place for me to do that. In the past, I sometimes found it difficult to figure out what posts belonged here on Bonnie Glenn and which ones belonged on my Patreon, but the distinction is quite easy now because of circumstances. If Bonnie Glenn is my living room, full of book piles and notebooks and puzzles and a jumble of items in active use, then my reinvented Patreon is my garage in a way. It's seen by fewer visitors and only the ones who really want to be there. No, I'm losing hold of this metaphor. What I mean is more literal. I want as many visitors who want to come to Bonnie Glen to come to Bonnie Glen. So it's not like that. It's that I literally want to write about my garage and all it contains. I want to grapple in a very frank and personal way with a topic that has been a through line of my entire adult existence. The ups and downs of dealing with, well, I don't like the word clutter because it always seems to me to devalue the objects we care about. So just stuff. As I wrote on Patreon earlier today, I want to write about stuff, possessions, a lifetime's accumulation of objects, the stories they hold, the feelings they spark, the challenges they present. Our garage right now is like an archaeological dig through the layers of my family's history and all our interests, the enduring, the recurring, or the only briefly alluring. Okay, when I wrote that, I was like, aha, that's it. That is the organizational structure I've been looking for what I want to do in this Patreon reboot. I want to write about the incessant necessity of figuring out what goes where and what got forgotten about and what should really be gotten rid of. I feel like I've been struggling with the question of what to do with all your stuff and what stuff to have and how to find the stuff that you want to find because you have too much stuff. I've been struggling with finding balance in this area since the day I arrived at my grad school apartment with a U-Haul stuffed to the gills and my wonderful program director, Jim Clark, waggled his impressive eyebrows at me and said, "Riley, thought you said you didn't have much stuff." And I was surprised because, I mean, it was the smallest size of U-Haul. In that moment, my understanding of what not much stuff meant was dramatically recalibrated. But, you know, the shift in vision, it didn't keep me out of used bookstores or nurseries for plants. And then I went on to have six kids, right? So I've been wanting to do some really focused writing about this topic for years and to do it in tandem with the process of sorting and sifting and saving and shucking. And now, not a minute later, is the right time. And Patreon, because it is just a bit more secluded, is the right space. I keep the subscription fees over there very low in hopes of making the content affordable for those who wish to see it. There are $1, $3, and $5 monthly tiers. All three give access to my posts as well as to a personal RSS feed for all the audio recordings of these Bonnie Glen posts. And the $5 tier also includes access to a weekly live co-working session. I would love to have you join me for this exploration. But either way, I'll be over here on Bonnie Glen doing what I've always done on Bonnie Glen, writing about my family's reading life and our homeschooling adventures and all of my current enthusiasms, of which there are many. Well, if you're interested in joining the Patreon, the link is patreon.com/Melissa Wiley, or of course you can just click through from the Bonnie Glen post that you are listening to right this minute. And if you're interested, it would be very fun to have you there. Oh, and a PS, I totally agree with Robin Sloan that the best kind of books are books about books. I think at one point I had a whole category here on the blog that was specifically for books about books. But I just looked for it and I couldn't find it, so I guess I have some cleanup to do in my categories. Anyway, this post appears on Here in the Bonnie Glen, the blog of me, Melissa Wiley, at melissawiley.com/blog, and it was published on January 31st, 2023. Thanks.